the leadership roles.
On the graph, what Griffin said, that really hurt those people because they were much right on their back.
And I think that's the line we ought to follow.
And all also, and today, Tiger Teeth was saying, boy, it was great. He wasn't there. He said, I was glad that you went down and talked to those people and others. And that encouraged them. I think they thought they had us on the run on that. And because we went in, I went in there, and the goddamn press had to report that we got a good reception.
Whenever you stood and fought, the Congress you've won, we've always lost when we try to make little concessions, because that granted them their basic point.
But on this China thing, there's no good time to have a full country. There's no good time for you to take a trip.
No.
And there's some of the time. We're in a mess, we're in a problem in Taiwan, but...
Well, actually, Mr. President, what I think people...
If Taiwan goes, so I just don't... I don't know the effect in this country. I can't judge it.
I think
what... Right wing will go up the wall. But on the other hand, we made a good fight.
And we can make a statement of extreme disappointment in the UN. We don't care about the UN.
And that we're going to continue our support of Taiwan.
That's right.
Our relations and so forth.
We may not affect it. I think that in terms of public image or sophisticated image, some people will think I'm taking the trip because of China's domestic problem. A week later, they'll all think I'm doing it because of the Soviet Union. So they won't bring it into direct relationship. There'll be a lot of diversions with respect to it.
You won't be on the trip.
And
they're not going to think of the UN vote right then because the debate won't start.
No, they won't bring it into direct connection yet.
But then the Soviet thing will come in and that'll be up in the center for a while. I do want you to give the British money in advance notice in this thing, incidentally.
On the Soviet?
Yeah.
Both. I
think
it's 48 hours.
Crummer is their totally trustworthy.
Absolutely.
And they'll feel a little better about it.
Absolutely.
I can see why any of these countries would worry about whether the United States is going off on a goddamn condominium. I think actually, that those few little extemporaneous remarks I made to the IMF was the right approach there rather than making a big damn speech. Because are you sure?
Oh, God, I've heard more favorable comments about that.
Well, I only talked for 5 minutes.
Connolly, I have to meet more regularly with Connolly because the Texans really don't have the diplomatic touch. I think he's by far the best man in your cabinet.
No question.
And he is loyal and you can count on him. But the subtleties, the way you phrase certain things, even when they're distasteful, he just doesn't have. So.
But if you hear good comments about my talk with IMF,
very good.
I said we're not going to be isolationists, but we're going to be tough.
Well, but that's what they want to hear, Mr. President. They like to feel that this is a tough pill for them because it means that they all have to pay a domestic price. They've taken a free ride on us. But people have gotten used to it. And whoever stops taking the free ride will
have. What did you hear from people? What did they like? The fact they said we were going to be isolationists. So
well, and also apparently you said we're willing to do it in a cooperative spirit or something
sure.
like that.
Sure.
So that they thought, apparently they get the impression from Connolly that he says, you knuckle under or out. And they said, well, you didn't say, what I heard was you didn't say anything specific, but the spirit with which you approached it was one that they, and I heard that yesterday, I didn't know you had intended to say anything.
Where'd you hear it?